for this program comes from our listeners and from the Bel Air Music Festival, home to rock, bluegrass, country, Broadway, jazz, opera, and more, belairmusic.org, and from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. Today we are going to be listening to a genius musician, the British singer-songwriter, Nick Drake.
Nobody knows how cold it grows, and nobody sees how shaky my knees. Nobody cares how steep my stairs, and nobody smiles if I cross the stairs.
Drake, from his 1970 album, his second album, Brighter Later. That was Poor Boy. So, Nick Drake, a British singer-songwriter. He was a little bit younger than a lot of some of the other songwriters I do on my show. In 1964, he's like 16 years old, and he's in high school, and he starts his first band. It's called the Perfumed Gardeners. He comes from a really upper middle class family. They're living in Warwickshire, England, and his mom teaches him to play the piano. Both of his parents are musicians, and his mom taught him to play the piano really young. So when he's 16 years old, he joins the school orchestra and he learns how to play clarinet. He learns how to play saxophone. He's 16. He starts a band. They're playing Yardbird songs and stuff. In 1965, he buys his very first guitar. So now he's like 17. And he teaches himself to play the guitar from the very beginning. I mean, think about the music scene in 65. He's developing his own style. It's almost like guitar style he develops. He figures it out himself. He does his own tunings on the guitar. So in 1966, when he graduates, like from our high school, he gets a scholarship to attend Cambridge and study English literature, all right? So he is performing while he's in college at Cambridge. He's singing in coffee houses and stuff like that, you know, guitar and voice, singer-songwriter. And a bass player from Fairport Convention hears him. Fairport Convention is very influential on the folk music scene at that time. So he introduces him to Joe Boyd. Joe Boyd is the producer for Fairport Convention, incredible string band. He's got his own production company, Witch Season, which is licensed to Island Records. So Nick Drake does a 3-song demo in his college dorm room on the reel-to-reel tape recorder that his mom gave him, and Joe Boyd hears the tape and signs this 20-year-old kid to a major recording, production, and management deal. And in 1968, he starts recording his first album, Five Leaves Left. So we're going to listen to a few tracks from Nick Drake's 1969 release, Five Leaves Left. Joe Boyd is producing this album, and he also brings in a couple of really influential performers from other bands. You might know Richard Thompson, who was the lead guitar player in Fairport Convention. And also Danny Thompson is playing bass, and he's from Pentangle. So let's listen to 3 tracks by Nick Drake. Time Has Told Me, followed by Riverman, followed by 3 Hours. Nick Drake, Five Leaves Left.
time has told me you're a rare find, trouble cure for a troubled mind. Time has told me not to ask for more. For someday our ocean will find its shore. So I'll leave the ways that are making me be what I really don't want to be. Leave the ways that are making me love what I really don't want to love. Time has told me you came with the dawn. Footprint, a rose with no thorn. Your tears, they tell me, there's really no way of ending your trouble. You can say time will tell you to stay by my side, to keep on trying till there's no more. So leave the ways that are making you be what you really don't want to be. Leave the ways that are making you love what you really don't want to love. Time has told me you're a rare, rare find, trouble cure for a troubled mind. Time has told me not to ask for more. Someday our ocean will find its shore. Betty came by on her way, said she had a word to say about things today and fallen leaves. Said she hadn't heard the news, hadn't had the time to choose way to lose. to see the river man. Gonna tell him all I can about the plan. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows and all night shows in summertime, that she prayed today for the sky to blow away, or maybe stay. She wasn't sure, for when she thought of summer rain calling for her mind again, lost the pain and stayed for more. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I can about the band. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows, I don't suppose it's meant for me. Oh, from sundown, Jeremy flies, hoping to keep the sun from his eyes. East from the city and down to the cave, search of a master 3 hours from London, Giacomo's free. Taking his walls down to the sea, in search of a lifetime to tell when it's home. Search of a story has never been known. Wanting to be seen on their own. 3 hours is needed to leave from the mall. 3 hours to wander. To keep the sun from his eyes, east from the city and down to the cave.
5 Leaves Left. That was his first album in 1969. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. And Nick Drake, that music to me is so haunting. It's chilling. It's so memorable. That's like an exquisite recording for me. I can't quite classify that music, and you know, it's folk and it's jazz, but it's not jazz that I know. They couldn't understand it at the time in 1969. it wasn't very commercially successful. He would go out and he would perform live on the folk music scene, you know, and the folkies, they didn't like him. They wanted verse, verse, chorus, chorus, verse, chorus. You know, they wanted protest songs. And that album, Five Leaves Left, it only sold like 4,000 copies. it's hard to imagine. There was something about the sound of Nick Drake's voice. You know, there's a beautiful, even-tempered sheen to the way he sings. And it was really fascinating for me, you know, when I... one of the things I'm always interested in is how is the stuff recorded? How does it get that sound? And the man who produced that album, Joe Boyd, he talks about that a little bit, what he was going for. He was inspired by Leonard Cohen's first album, which was produced by the producer John Simon. And he tried to capture the same sound for Nick Drake's voice that Simon had captured of Leonard Cohen's voice. So in other words, the voice is recorded really close up and intimate, and this is the quote, with no shiny pop reverb. So it's a kind of a breathy, close up to the mic sound. And the other thing about the recording is you heard those string arrangements. Well, Leonard Cohen had string arrangements on his first album too. And the thing that was interesting is when... you know, I mentioned that Nick Drake had a scholarship to Cambridge. While he was at Cambridge, one of the few people that he became close friends with, a man named Robert Kirby, who was a music major at Cambridge, he did all the string arrangements on Nick Drake's albums. So, Five Leaves Left, the title comes from a package of rolling papers, cigarette rolling papers. When you get down to the end, there's a little message that says Five Leaves Left. So that's where the title of the album comes from. Let's listen to one more track from Nick Drake's first album. This is Cello Song by Nick Drake. Thank you.
I'll just sit and wait and sing my song. And if one day you should see me in the crowd, lend a hand and lift me to your place.
First album in 1969, Five Leaves Left. I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then here on WJFF. And we are listening to legendary British singer-songwriter Nick Drake. So, as I mentioned, that album sold like 4,000 copies. Not a great showing. However, Nick Drake was surrounded by people that really believed in him and really supported him. And he went on to record his second album, Brighter Later. He started recording in 1969. So, you know, he was in Cambridge studying English literature. And, you know, just a few months before he was supposed to graduate, he drops out of college. And he moves to London to really pursue his music career. And he's pursuing it. He's couch surfing, basically, for a few months there. He doesn't really have his own place. And finally, his manager, Joe Boyd, gets a small room for him so he can at least have a telephone where they can stay in touch. Anyway, so his second album is a little bit jazzier. It has kind of a more upbeat feel. They were trying to get something that they thought might be a little bit more commercially successful. It's the same producer. It's the same string arrangements. And we're going to be listening to two tracks from Brighter Later. The first one is Chime of the City Clock, followed by Northern Sky. And on Northern Sky, we have John Cale playing piano. So Nick Drake, Chime of the City Clock.
A city freeze, get on your knees. Pray for warmth and green paper. A city drought, you're down and out. I see your trousers don't taper. I saddle up, I kick your feet. I ride the range of a London street. I travel to a local plane. Turn around and come back again. And at the chime of a city clock, I put up your roadblock. I hang on to your crown. For a stone in a tin can is wealth to the city man who leaves his armor down. Stay indoors beneath the floors and talk with neighbors only. For games you play make people say you're ever weird and lonely.
city star won't shine too far on account of the way you are and the beads around your face make you sure to fade back in place. And at the beat of a city drum, see how your friends come in twos or threes or more. For the sound of a busy place is fine for a pretty face. Who knows what a face is for? City clown will soon fall down without a face to hide it, and he will lose if he won't choose the one he may confide in. A sunny boy with smokes for sale went to ground with a face so pale. I never heard about the change, showed his hand and fell out of range. In the light of a city square, I find out the face that's fair, keep it by your side. When the light of the city falls, you fly to the city walls, I take off with your bride. But at the chime of a city clock, I put up your roadblock, hang on to your gown. For a stone in a tin can is wealth to the city man who leaves his armor down.
Sweet breezes in the top of a tree, but now you're here, brighten my northern sky. It's been a long time that I'm waiting. It's been a long time that I'm blown. Been a long time that I've wandered, but through the people I have known, oh, if you would and you could, straighten my new mind's eye. Thank you.
Would you love me for my money? Would you love me for my head? Would you love me through the winter? Would you love me till I'm dead? Oh, if you would and you could, come blow your horn on high. I never felt magic crazy since. I never saw moons, knew the meaning of the sea. I never held emotion in the palm of my hand. I felt sweet breezes in the top of a tree. But now you're here, bright on my northern sky.
Trick, Northern Sky. That song had John Cale on piano, and we had drums and bass on that track. Mike Kowalski is playing drums. He also played drums on the previous track at the Chime of the City Clock. I'm Kathy Geary, and here today on Now and Then, we are really listening in great detail, I hope, to the music of Nick Drake, the British singer-songwriter. So Brighter Later is his 1970 release. It's his second album. And we're going to hear two more tracks. One of These Things First, followed by Fly. It's basically got the same musicians on this track. He was studying British literature in Cambridge at the time he was recording these albums. And when he was in Cambridge, he was really drawn to the poetry of William Blake and Yeats and Henry Vaughan. But when you listen to his lyrics, he's really drawing on metaphors that really have to do a lot more with nature: the moon, the stars, the sea, the rain, the trees, and the sky. It's a very nature picture that he draws on in his lyrics. So let's listen to two more tracks from his Brighter Later album. This is One of These Things First.
I could have been a sailor, could have been a cook, a real life lover, could have been a book. I could have been a signpost, could have been a clock, as simple as a kettle, steady as a rock. I could be here and now. I would be, I should be, but how? I could have been, but one of these things first. I could have been. Could have been your pillar, could have been your dog. I could have stayed beside you, could have stayed for more. I could have been your statue, could have been your friend. A whole long lifetime could have been the end.
could be oh so true. I would be, I should be through and through. I could have been.
Second grace, please give me a second face. I've fallen far down the first time around. Now I just sit on the ground in your way. Now, if it's time for recompense for what's done, come sit down on the fence in the sun, and the clouds will roll by, and we'll never deny, it's really too hard for the fly. Please tell me your second name. Please play me your second game. I've fallen so far for the people you are. I just need your star for a day.
So come ride in my streetcar by the bay. For now, I must know how fine you are in your way. And the sea, she was I, but she won't need to cry. For it's really too hard for to fly.
Nick Drake. We just heard two tracks from his second album, Brighter Later. So, you know, the album didn't go anywhere. It sold less than 3,000 copies. And he's living in London, and he's having a hard time with it. He's very depressed, very depressed. His family tells him, you know, why don't you see a psychiatrist? And so he starts taking antidepressants. And he starts to have a really hard time doing live performances. He's really uncomfortable. And he stops performing, and he stops seeing people, and he's pretty much living by himself. And Joe Boyd, his producer and manager, sells Which Season Records and moves off to Los Angeles. So Nick Drake decides to record a third and, unfortunately, a final album. He approached the engineer who had done his first two albums, John Wood, and they went into the studio, and in two nights, they recorded the entire Pink Moon album in October of 1971. It was released in 1972. We're about to hear a couple of tracks from Pink Moon. When he finishes that album, he has a nervous breakdown, and he eventually returns to his parents' home back in Warwickshire, where his family is all around him. They're really supportive. And that was in 72. And he wanted to record a fourth album, and he did four demo tracks in 1974. And about 6 months later, he died in his sleep at his parents' house in late 1974. He was taking antidepressants, and he took one too many. I think this was an accidental death. There was not a suicide note, nothing like that. So Pink Moon is his final recording, and he wanted a completely stark recording, just him and his guitar. So the reason that we still hear Nick Drake's music is because back in 1968, when Joe Boyd negotiated his recording contract with Island, he specified a clause in the contract which stated that Nick Drake's albums would never be allowed to go out of print. And that's the only reason that his mythology has grown and grown over the years. He's become an incredibly popular cult figure in the music world. The BBC did a documentary on him in 1999. In the year 2000, in the United States, Volkswagen did a big TV promotion using the title track from Pink Moon. And after that, he made more sales in 2 months than he had in 30 years. He was placed at number 5 on Amazon's, you know, download charts for Pink Moon. And then in 2004, the BBC did another documentary on him, which was narrated by Brad Pitt. So he is now so acknowledged for the work that he did, for the music that he wrote, for the style that he came to embody. And I think of his death as such a tragic loss. And even though his music deals with sadness and difficult issues, there's something beautiful about the melodies that just gives you this sense that there was a real spark of hope inside of this man. So let's listen to two tracks from his third album, Pink Moon, followed by Things Behind the Sun. Nick Drake.
I saw it written and I saw it say, Pink Moon, Zoe written and a Zoe say. Bingo moon is on its way. None of you stand so tall. Bingo moon, gonna get you. You've seen what they've been to, and the earth just won't seem worth a night or a day. Oh yeah, what I say. Look around, you find the ground is not so far from where you are. Don't be too wise. For down below they never grow, they're always tired, and charms are hired from out of their eyes. Never a surprise. Take your time and you'll be fine. Say a prayer for people there who live on the throne. And if you see what's meant to be, don't name the day or try to say it happened before.
Geary, and this is Now and Then here on WJFF. I hope you've enjoyed today's show about Nick Drake. Thanks so much for listening, and stay tuned for alternative radio coming up at 2 p.m.